AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Another face is joining the crowd in the crowded Republican race for president.
Well, hello, Iowa.
Former Vice President Mike Pence is in Iowa.
We are here because we know that Iowa was the right place to start our engines for the great American comeback.
Pence says the confidence Americans have shown has turned to fear and angst. Also, North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum announced today he's running for the Republican nomination. It's a rough day to be outside in places south of where wildfires are burning in Canada. Megan Bob is a nanny in New York City. It's too hazy and smoky for her.
I don't like it because it's not good for the kids. The little girl, she was coughing, and I was having problem breathing when I was walking around. So we're going looking to go somewhere inside soon.
The largest town in northern Quebec with a population of about 7,500 was evacuated after another Quebec community was left burning a day earlier. Pope Francis underwent surgery today to repair a hernia in his abdominal wall. There were no complications. Transgender minors and some adults in Missouri will soon be banned from access to puberty blockers, hormones, and gender-affirming surgeries under a bill signed today. Governor Mike Parson also signed legislation in Missouri that would ban transgender girls and women from playing on female sports teams from kindergarten through college. Ukrainian authorities are rushing supplies of drinking water to areas affected by flooding from a collapsed dam in southern Ukraine. They're also weighing where they might resettle residents who relied on a breached reservoir. Rory McIlroy, the strongest voice against Saudi-funded LIV Golf that caused so much disruption in golf, says he now feels like a sacrificial lamb with the stunning reversal of the PGA Tour becoming partners with Saudi Arabia's enormous wealth fund. This is AP News. His website says musician George Winston has died after a 10-year battle with cancer. He was 73. More from the AP's Margie Zaraletta.
George Winston said he named his albums for the feelings they evoked. He first grabbed attention with his 1980 album Autumn, but it was his 1982 album December that made him beloved. Winston did not like being called New Age. He said in a 2017 AP interview he had his own name for his music.
At first they called like the Autumn record classical, and I went, no, I've never played classical. And then they said jazz, and I went, well, there's some improv. I said, no, you know, it's folk piano.
I'm Margie Zaraletta.
Peter Maloney, the owner of several funeral homes on Long Island, was arrested on charges he sprayed wasp killer at police officers and attacked journalists on the day of the Capitol riot. An FBI agent wrote in court papers, Maloney came to the Capitol prepared for violence with protective eyewear, a helmet, and a can of insecticide. Ed Donahue, AP News.